Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Q1 trading statements of Global Ports Holding. I will summarize the results for the quarter, and then we can receive your questions. The operational results are in line with our expectations, and we are pleased with the trading year to date. I just want to say that Q1 for us is a low quarter, especially on the cruise side. So, you know, small variations can have a big impact on the Q1 results. We should not take this as a trend for the whole year. I will actually mention a couple of in a couple of places where this is actually happening this quarter. So let me start by going over the key financials. Our passenger numbers grew 6.3% versus last year. That's in line with our expectations. The container numbers on the commercial side also show close to 5% growth. That's also good. In terms of general and bulk cargo, we are slightly down, about 1% down versus last year. I will explain this later in my presentation why that's the case. So that gives us a total revenue of $20.6 million for Q1 2018, which is 13% above last year. And, you know, in a similar manner, our segmental EBITDA is almost 14% up versus last year. When we look at different, you know, the two segments, in terms of revenue, the cruise side is growing 16.5%, and the EBITDA is up 40.3%. This, again, is something I will explain later in my notes. Commercial revenue up 12% and the commercial EBITDA up almost 10%. So these are very pleasing results, which gives us a double-digit growth in terms of consolidated EBITDA and a 55.1% margin for the quarter versus the 56.6% of last year. And the slight decrease in the margin can be attributed to PLC costs. When we look at the profit and loss for the period, you will see that these numbers are typically low for Q1, and it's also the case for this year. The difference can be mostly attributed to non-cash foreign exchange fluctuations. Flipping back, flipping to the next page and looking at the outlook and the current trading, like I said, you know, good performance in Q1, which gives us confidence in delivering our expectations for the year, which, to remind you, was mid- to high-single-digit % growth in EBITDA for the full year. The trading at both our cruise and commercial ports have been in line with expectation. When we look at passenger numbers, I talked about the overall increase. When we look at specific ports, we see that the Spanish ports did really well. And what I think one thing that draws our attention is Valletta, Malta, where the numbers are down according to, I mean, compared to last year. That's mostly due to bad weather. Malta happens to be in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, and in the winter season, they sometimes get bad weather, which causes ships to divert. And this is basically due to the diversion of three ships. That's all. Just three ships have been diverted due to bad weather, and of course, there's this fluctuation. I mentioned that I would talk about the EBITDA growth that seems to be, you know, seems to draw our attention again, 40.3% growth versus last year. This is mostly due to the strong performance from Singapore. Singapore is an equity pickup port for us. So, due to two reasons, Singapore is having an effect on Q1 results. One is, well, first of all, Singapore is performing really, really well. The growth numbers are very satisfactory, and the port is benefiting from both, I think, you know, the cruise industry developing in Southeast Asia, and also because of the troubles in on the north side of the Asian market, for example, Korea. So that's causing some ships to shift towards the south, and they are based out of Singapore this year. So that combined with Q1 being, you know, being a good season for Singapore, unlike our Mediterranean ports, has an impact coming from the equity pickup. So that drives the numbers up. Unfortunately, I don't think it will have such a big impact for the rest of the year, but it's helping us out in this quarter. I also want to mention on the cruise side that we have won a tender for the operating rights of Zadar Cruise Port in Croatia for a duration of 20 years. We have to, of course, still negotiate the final concession agreement with the Port Authority in Zadar. I'm sorry, we are hearing a beeping sound coming from the call. Can everyone still hear us?
Hello, sir. Yes, it's coming from Martin Brown's line. I've just muted that for you.
All right. Okay, thank you very much. So let me continue with the commercial side. Commercial revenues, as I said, rose by 12%. Container volumes up by almost 5%. I mentioned that I would talk about the 1% decline in Balkan cargo, general Balkan cargo volumes. That was mostly coming from Port Akdeniz in Antalya, about an 8% drop in general and bulk cargo volumes, which are primarily driven by cement exports and coal imports for the quarter. But as I said, this is a low quarter, and management in Antalya is positive that we will be able to recover for these volumes in the second half. I should also mention that in Port Adria, the growth was, the revenue growth especially, was driven by the famous Project Cargo that we kept mentioning in 2017 and were not able to close or were not able to do. Now, this project started. It affects our Q1 numbers, and it will continue into the year. It's a wind turbine project, and that's having a positive impact on Adria's revenues and EBITDA, although it's not high in terms of volumes. Hence, lower project cargo volumes, but, you know, still good revenue growth coming from Adria and the commercial ports. And there's really not much to say in terms of the balance sheet. Net debt to EBITDA ratio 3x. CapEx for the quarter is lower because last year we had the modernization program in Port Adria with the big crane investment and the renovation in Egeport's shopping mall, which we don't have this quarter, so we're back to normal levels. And in terms of the net debt to EBITDA, the gross debt to EBITDA for the leverage ratio of the GPH Eurobond, we are at 4.3%. I expect that to go down slightly as we enter the high season later on in this year. So this concludes my summary of the quarter. I think we could take questions at this point, unless my colleagues have anything to add. Nothing from finance. Thank you, Martin. Do you have anything to add?
No, I think that's a good summary.
Okay, thank you very much.